You're back with us at GoldSeek.com Radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org. Bill Murphy at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, working on behalf of investors. How's the weather in Dallas today, Bill Murphy?
Great to be here, Chris, and it couldn't be nicer here in Dallas. And great place to live. It's about 80, going to be 80 degrees, sunny, and beautiful.
Well, a nice spring day there in Dallas as well. Let's move on to the gold allocation in the U.S. Treasury. An interesting story today off the Gata site, actually, that says that Jim Rickards, the well-known monetary and financial commentator, in his new book, The Case for Gold, says the U.S. Treasury refuses to allow an audit of the gold reserves because they're concerned that it would lead to mayhem in the markets. Do you think all the gold's there?
Well, I haven't for more than a decade, and that it's, you know, just recently one of our followers had posed to Bill Dudley about, you know, whether the United States had swapped gold with other central banks or other countries over the past 20 years. He wouldn't answer the question. It's an important one because the United States can't sell any of its gold without an act of Congress. However, it can swap gold with another country or institution, central bank, and sell their gold, and that's what we believe that they've done over the years at times to suppress the price. So the answer is I don't think we have anywhere near the gold that we said they have, and they're desperately afraid of an audit. That's why they won't do it, because mayhem is an understatement. If what would happen if we found, if the world realized the United States had half or a third of the gold it says it has, if it has that.
According to a recent Financial Times article in London, apparently the central bankers around the world, though, are accumulating the yellow metal at a record clip, 483 tons. I mean, we're not talking ounces here. We're not talking pounds. Tons last year alone. That was the second largest total. Of course, that removes supply forever, virtually, from the market. So, you know, geopolitical tensions obviously have the central bankers, at least the wiser of the central bankers, which probably means if Russia, China...
From my experience, I can say, and I've said this for many years now, the Russians and Chinese know what Gata knows. They know what the United States and other Western central banks have done by disgorging their gold to keep the price down. And meanwhile, they're accumulating, like you just said. And, I mean, the Russians have talked about Gata publicly. Their central bank has. Oleg Mozgov, Andrei Baikov, has been to our conferences twice. The Russians know what Gata knows. Andrei said that our conference in the Yukon was the finest conference he'd ever attended. I've talked to the Chinese Sovereign Wealth Fund three times. I know the Chinese know what we know, and has been mentioned in different documents about them acknowledging that to some degree. So they're quietly accumulating it, not telling anybody what they really have, and they know what's coming, and they think longer term, whereas we're just, you know, thinking on a very short-term basis.
You talk about knowing what's coming. Andrew McGuire, the well-known whistleblower in London, he might return to the show as soon as next week or so. He has a big announcement. Now, he seems to think that there's going to be an earthquake in the precious metals markets, privy to information that maybe the rest of us are just waking up to, or at least the mainstream is aware of. So it should be an interesting announcement. Also wanted to ask you about just how much further you think these U.S. equities can run and what that might mean or portend. Seems to be losing momentum, even though we've had a good solid couple of months in U.S. stocks. If the market rolls over, where is all that interest in funds going to be directed?
Well, the answer is a resounding yes, and we saw that in January. I mean, when the Dow and NASDAQ and other indices were just getting clobbered, as were other markets all over the world. And the safe haven trade in gold was pronounced, and it led to the, spoken about recently, to the best quarter in 30 years, almost 30 years. So that trade has disappeared with, once again, our stock market going right back up again. I mean, not that far from all-time highs. It is as if all those concerns completely disappeared in a very short period of time. So, and then over the past year, 2 years, you know, the stock market has rolled over every time it's got to these levels. And if it does it again and there's some more concern, then no doubt in my mind the safe haven trade will come back in a major league way. And it's just waiting there to be ignited.
As Jim Rickards also points out recently, and I think many of us have been aware of for a while, negative interest rates takes away one of the bear's favorite comments about gold. You might say the short seller's favorite aspects, and that was this barbarous relic. It doesn't throw off any interest. It doesn't have a yield. It doesn't have a dividend payment. That's no longer the case. When the BOJ and the EU and three or four Scandinavian and several other central bankers, smaller central bankers around the world, charging folks just for putting money in the bank, of course, that actually gives gold a yield by comparison. Do you have any comments there on this sort of really sea change event? I mean, as far as I know, for the past 1,000 years of central banking and monetary schemes, we've never had sustained negative interest rates.
Plus, I mean, and Jim Rickards is right, and we have a long guy has a long story with Jim Rickards going back to when we started, but it won't go there. But I will mention that he spoke at our conference in London in August of 2011, and I have a lot of great respect for Jim. It's correct. I mean, it's huge, and it's liable to be more so as the year goes on. So it certainly can add to the gold-silver fireworks scenario that I see coming.
You know, there are some interesting anecdotes, maybe even comical. I guess that's up to the listener to decide. Making the news lines at GATA was that India's finance minister, his wife is on board with GATA. And the rest of the gold crowd refused to allow their gold jewelry to be paperized on their personal private property. I mean, that's the whole idea. That's one of the, I think, more important aspects of the precious metals. I think it's just one more clue or indication, if you will, that people around the world are starting to wake up and recognize that things just don't smell right in the financial markets, where there can be policymakers and central bankers making rules and whatnot under the table, behind closed doors, and the rest of us have to deal with the consequences.
That's interesting. And ever since Ben Bernanke went and visited India, that they've come up with all these different rules to so-called paperized gold and all this kind of thing. And it's strange because gold is such an important part of the Indian culture. And it's interesting that, we felt it necessary, and I just thought my own opinion, that to get in there and interfere with all that and somehow behind the scenes convince India to go in that direction. So who knows what kind of deal was struck. And, of course, it's in such contrast to what's going on in China. So it's interesting, and it's also interesting to see the way that the Indians aren't responding to it very well at all, and I can certainly understand why.
Just read an article that noted that in China, jewelry buying around the Lunar New Year holiday tends to be somewhat solid. Of course, that already occurred in early February. But what's surprising, and this is surprising a lot of the retailers there, one is noting a very large Hong Kong-based bullion dealer noted they've sold more in the first 3 weeks of March than all of February. They're seeing the 250-gram gold bars, about a $10,000 U.S. investment, up tenfold. So people definitely are interested, and demand is there. Supply, I guess, must remain somewhat tight. Those just seem like good conditions. Of course, we can't go up in a straight line. What should investors be thinking about for the rest of 2016? Any forward-based comments?
My standpoint, right now everybody knows that the gold cartel has got a call, so just trying to keep the price from going up and force it back down like they do, and that's what the position show. And then you've got on the other side the speculative longs that see what's coming and the physical market taking them on. And I think the way gold traded in January, and hopefully we'll start trading again, and certainly has the last couple of days popping out of nowhere a little bit, shows what is likely to happen, and that is the prices of gold and silver are likely to explode out of nowhere, especially silver, which we didn't get into. But, I mean, it's the worst acting market I've ever seen, and it's going to turn into the best. And when the shift occurs, it will happen right out of the blue. Now's the time to be jumping all over it and get on board before it happens, because it's going to be very difficult to get on board when the change occurs. I mean, you see silver take out 1850.
And this week's show, you will be aired with Mr. John Embry from Sprott Asset Management, and he brought up a similar point. He just seems to think that silver, even if gold were to stay right where it is right now, if it returns to its 20-to-1 or even 15-to-1 gold to silver ratio, you would see silver north of $50 an ounce, which is its intrinsic value, he seemed to imply.
Well, the highest regard for John, as you probably know, and he knows his stuff, and silver is the Achilles heel of this gold cartel, and they've completely just ruined the market, and they've been able to do it, and it's just like it's dead. I mean, it's just it's like it's got an anchor at 15. It used to be 14. It just sits there, and It's like I got an anchor tied to it. And once that anchor is shucked, you know, that's when it's going to explode. And as I mentioned, it will probably happen when we least expect it. And the risk reward right in right now in silver is about a buck or two, and the upside is well over $100. So it's off the charts in what's coming, and it just takes a lot of patience. And has it been frustrating? Absolutely. It's the price you pay to make a fortune in markets when other people aren't willing to understand what's really going on.
That's a favorable risk-to-reward ratio, and maybe even a conservative one if we look out far enough into the future. You know, 100 to 1 is definitely a possibility. And the only other thing I'd add is that, you know, Mr. John Embry mentioned one of the interesting aspects here could be naked short selling. We were discussing that. And if you saw the HUI blast higher by nearly 100%, 80 to 100% from the beginning of this year to its peak. A lot of that we were speculating might have been these hedge funds and institutions who had borrowed invisible shares, actually non-existent shares, which is diluting a company's shares out of thin air. They had to buy back shares that didn't even exist. It might even be a force majeure on the markets.
Yeah, it could easily happen. I think, and what's important for your listeners to appreciate, because it's facts, is that the shares action, the HUI and XAU and so on, are acting totally differently this year than they have in years past. I mean, normally when the correction was coming, they would just collapse. They would give up all their gains and disappear. Well, the HUI is you know, technically looks fantastic and is close to making another breakout and is up 80% off its low. And meanwhile, you know, gold and silver have gone back in the tank for the very short term here. And this is a dichotomy that's glaring, and it suggests that the big picture is in the works of gold and silver all of a sudden going bonkers again. So it's not just a hope trade here where, you know, you can look at some things that are going on that says it's not too far off.
Very good. Bill Murphy, please tell folks more about the exciting things they'll find at Gata.org and La Metropole Cafe.
Well, I can sign up for a two-week free trial of La Metropole Cafe, which I've been doing since September of 1999. And Chris Powell, my colleague right now in Asia, the conference, just spoke today. And people can go to www.gata.org and check out what Chris puts out. He does a great job. And we've been colleagues a long time. He's a great guy. And we intend to stay at it till we win the day.
We thank you, Bill Murphy.
Thanks, Chris.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond. Your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.